famous.
Hello, may I speak with you?
President, you name Robinson instead of name Deming, but both of them would be satisfactory.
That is correct.
Do you have anybody else that you would consider?
No, I've tried my damnedest, and I don't have any that come up to either of those two. We've canvassed the field up one side and down the other. There's some academic people that would be very good members of the board in a, you know, in a theoretical sense, but I don't know how acceptable they'd be to the financial community. It's awfully hard to get some of these academic fellows besides to tear away and commit themselves to 14 years on the board. So we've kind of given up on that front. And I think Robertson, as you know, has served well, able fellow. I like him. I also like Fred Deming.
Which one do you think would go to bat for you the most on our interest rate?
Frankly, Robertson.
Will either one of them have anything to do with it? Won't Martin call a turn anyway?
I would think that if you have a, if you have a strong coalition there in terms of Mitchell working with at least one other fellow, namely Robertson, you'd have a somewhat stronger opposition than you would with Fred Deming. Fred, on the other hand, is an able guy. I hate to, you understand the spot I'm in, Mr. President. I like Deming. And I think he's an able guy. I just think that as far as fighting President Johnson's battles is concerned, we're more likely to get more out of Robertson than out of Fred Deming.
Because he's more, his philosophy is near ours?
I think that's correct.
Just comes naturally.
It comes naturally. Now, Fred has...
Named Robertson.
I beg your pardon?
Who selected Robertson originally?
It was in the Truman administration. He served about 13 years, you know. See, 13 from 64. Yeah, that's right. It was Harry Truman. Now, it's at times Robertson has gone for tight money, but and a couple of times I think he's gone for it when he shouldn't have. But he's been with us 100%. Throughout this administration, and I have assurance that he would stay with us and would fight your battles.
How many on the board?
Seven.
Are you very worried about this interest rate thing now?
Yes, I am. I sent that memo over to you.
I saw it suggested a meeting about the 17th, didn't it?
Yeah. Because I think they're meeting today, and we had pretty good assurances that they wouldn't do anything by way of tightening today. But by 3 weeks from today, I think some of the sentiment will build up, and I think it's much too early to pass any judgments on the possibilities of inflation, which, as you know, we think are pretty much under control anyway. But
in fact, you think it's going to save you from inflation? Although all this extra money is going in, is the unused capacity and the substantial unemployment.
Exactly. We have, plus the fact that an awful lot of additional labor is coming onto the market, and so is a lot of additional capacity. Now, the one place where I would begin to get nervous is if we really had sort of an uncontrolled investment boom of the kind we had in 1955-57. What happened there was that you started to get inflation in the investment goods sector, and it spread over to the other sectors. We don't see that coming up. Bill Martin thinks he does. Bill thinks that there's just going to be a whale of a rip-snorting boom in the investment goods sector. That just would seem to run contrary to everything that's happened in the past 7 years.
You got any good packs I can use when I have a kind of a quickie press conference the next 2 or 3 days?
Good facts on the economy?
Yeah, on the economy or on investment or on anything else that I haven't said.
Well...
of any kind, can't you find me something that'll make some news? I need to have another little press conference in my office.
Uh-huh.
I need to have two or three good items for it.
All right, we'll do our damnedest. Right now, of course, we're in there plugging on that poverty message. I think that it needs a little more of a central theme and central core on which to hang the various pieces. I don't know, you've been over it, I guess.
Oh, no, I haven't read it. I've told them to wait till they get it where they think it's good enough shape for me to read, and I haven't.
I see.
Who's working on the message? You and Galbraith?
No, right now it's in my hands, and I'm tackling it really for the first time in several weeks. We've contributed pieces to it, but now I'm taking it from stem to stern. And I think that we've got to give it sort of a central theme of opportunity and put the job opportunity, the educational opportunity, and so forth around that central theme.
How much money are you going to have, $850 million?
Well, I don't even have, I'm embarrassed to say I can't give you the numbers. I'm waiting for a call from Sarge Shriver to tell me how much money he thinks he has in it now. Because the draft I have in front of me doesn't have any numbers in it. And so I can't, I'm sorry, I can't answer that. The,
Who would oppose Robertson's appointment? No one?
So far as I know, that you wouldn't get any, you wouldn't get any direct opposition, Mr. President. I grant you, you won't get a lot of political mileage out of it, and I can understand your desire to make a Johnson appointment rather than just rededicate a Truman appointment. Nevertheless, this would be, I think, recognized as a sound appointment far and wide. I believe that the Deming appointment had some other things in the background. You probably know that there was talk that maybe he could become chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. There was talk maybe he could become Undersecretary of the Treasury later on, so on. I think it's that kind of thing that has whetted his appetite. I don't think that Fred would come down here if he thought that... I may be wrong. I think if you ask him, he'd do most anything. But I do believe that in the background, he has been given some extra added attractions of something like chairmanship of the board or undersecretary of the treasury.
Do you know a banking woman named Miss Clary, C-L-E-A-R-Y?
I do not.
I need somebody for the Export-Import Bank. It's a damn good, high-class, smart, pretty, able woman.
Yeah.
You think of any offhand?
No, not offhand, but, well, I'll tell you one offhand one that if we could get her, and that's our Jerry Joseph out in Minnesota. But of course, her husband's in the grain business out there, and I don't know whether you could get her. She's got everything. Everything you just named, Jerry Joseph has got. And the only question is whether, given the position of both her husband and herself in the community and so forth, whether they would come down for an appointment to her. Are you acquainted with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've met her.
Yeah, she's really a fine woman. We should be able to think of some others. Though this business, this hunt is a tough one.
Just got to get some women in tough places.
That, I'm amused because I remember when Sarge Shriver first brought me into the, to see the president when he first offered me the job here 3 years ago and then some. That very same problem was on his mind. He was saying, we've got to appoint some women this weekend, Mr. President. That was mid-December 1960.
Never did appoint them, though.
No, I know it. I know it. And,
I offered it to Sylvia Porter this morning. Turned it down.
Oh, is that so? Well, Sylvia, of course, would have been tremendous. But she apparently feels that she'll do us more good writing her column than she would being in government.
I had to agree with her.
Yeah, I really think so.
Sure glad you're back, and I enjoy talking to you. And pardon me if it takes much of your time, but I like you.
Well, Mr. President.
I like you a lot of times with you a little bit, and I want to check you on this reserve board. If I decide I'm going to name Robinson, I think I better just let you tell him that I'm going to put all my eggs in his basket.
I'd love to do that, and I'm sure we'd get a good payoff on it in terms of following your policies.
Okay.
Right.